They're even exchanging their lowest coin currency for paper bills.
You don't mean...
That's right, sir. Pennies on a dollar.
All right, so gentlemen, what value did the taxpayers get for that Star Trek parody? And before you answer, I should tell you that the IRS wasted even more taxpayer dollars on an even sillier Gilligan's Island spoof. Mr. Laurie, any comment?
No comment.
Mr. James.
No comment. But Stevie and Diane, let me remind you that the people at the IRS are government employees, and we're here to help the American people.
And let me remind you of something that President Ronald Reagan used to say. Listen to this.
I think you all know that I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
So what do you say to that, gentleman? Mr. Laurie?
I say the IRS has an important job to do, Diane. You know, people do cheat on their taxes. Just listen to this clip.
And I say you can't.
You can.
Now look, you can't spend all the money we made just to buy a new home.
He's right, sis. We gotta save some money for the income tax.
Don't be chumps. Make out your returns in such a way that you don't have to pay income tax.
What did you guys think of that?
Ouch.
Oh, cut the malarkey. I've gotta go shopping. Get busy.
Hey, she's right. Tomorrow's a deadline.
Oh, I put out some lunch for you. Hot dogs and stuff. I'll see you later.
Okay, goodbye.
Say... After all, making out the income tax is nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
When I get through, the income tax collector will get nothing.
Hey, you know, it's funny how people love to jip on their income tax.
That's because it's such a cinch. They never can catch smart guys like us.
No! You hornswoggle!
All right. It ain't that funny, you laughing hyenas.
Now, you make a good point, Mr. Laurie, but Tea Party patriots and conservative Christians are not stooges. And that's why I will give the last word in this segment to Becky Gerritsen, the president of an Alabama Tea Party group, as she testified before the House Ways and Means Committee. This happened 3 days ago.
This is a willful act of intimidation to discourage a point of view. What the government did to our little group in Wetumpka, Alabama, is un-American. It isn't a matter of firing or arresting individuals. The individuals who sought to intimidate us were acting as they thought they should in a government culture that has little respect for its citizens. Many of the agents and agencies of the federal government do not understand that they are servants of the people. They think they are our masters, and they are mistaken. I'm not interested in scoring political points. I want to protect and preserve the America that I grew up in. The America that people cross oceans and risk their lives to become a part of. And I'm terrified it is slipping away. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
When we come back, an Oklahoma congressman will summarize the scandals that are rocking the Obama White House. Stay with us. On the internet, ESPNCU.com, and on ESPN 93.5 and Sunny 95.3.
From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
We are back with political humorist Bill Melberg in Chicago. And Bill, last week, Senator Rand Paul said that the Obama White House has become, quote, the old McDonald's farm of scandals. Here a scandal, there a scandal, everywhere a scandal. Just how many scandals are rocking the Obama administration at the moment?
Well, that was Rand Paul, incidentally. Not his father, Ron Paul. Stevie and Diane, Congressman Jim Bridenstine of Oklahoma named all of the scandals in just 1 minute on the House floor and Capitol Hill this past Tuesday. And here's what he said with a brief introductory comment from President Obama.
Well, we're going to go right to the representative. I'm sorry about that. Here's Jim Bridenstine.
Mr. Speaker,
The President's Justice Department sold weapons to narco-terrorists south of our border who killed one of our finest. The President's State Department lied about Benghazi with false information provided by the White House. The President's Attorney General authorized spying on a Fox News journalist and his family for reporting on a North Korean nuclear test. The President's Justice Department confiscated phone records of the Associated Press because they reported on a thwarted terrorist attack. The President's Treasury Department uses the IRS to target political opposition. The President's Health and Human Services Secretary pressures the insurance companies she is supposed to regulate to promote Obamacare, which is the same law she uses to force citizens to pay for abortion-inducing drugs against their religious liberties. Mr. Speaker, the President's dishonesty, incompetence, vengefulness, and lack of moral compass lead many to suggest that he is not fit to lead. The only problem is that his vice president is equally unfit and even more embarrassing.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
Wow, strong words coming from the Oklahoma congressman, Bill, no question.
Yes, they were, Stevie, and that was earlier in the week, before we found out that Big Brother's been listening to all of our phone calls and monitoring all of our emails.
Yeah.
And I might add that Congressman Bridenstine is also a naval aviator. He's an Eagle Scout, a state champion swimmer, and he's the latest Republican to be scratched off the Obama's Christmas card list this year. Excuse me, I meant to say the Obama's holiday card list.
Yeah.
Or is it Winterfest?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, I'm sure they'll say he's a friend of George W. Bush. And by the way, there's something on Drudge this morning that say the talking points of the Democrats is still go back to Bush.
Well, I noticed on Drudge the morphed picture of of Barack, Bush, Obama.
Yeah, right. I saw that. Hey, speaking of celebrations, we send our best wishes to your dad, Frank Melberg, 93rd birthday. He's celebrating it today.
Yay!
Yes, and if you reverse those numbers, he's 39.
Yeah. There you go. Happy birthday, Frank.
God bless Frank Melberg, a great American. Bill, thank you as always.
Oski wow wow, and from now on, we're going to use coded words when we talk on the phone.
That's right. Hey. Thank you, Bill. Diane, have a great weekend.
Enjoy the weekend.
See you at Relay for Life. I'll be there tomorrow with my family at Centennial High School. Relay for Life, American Cancer Society, starts at 4 in the afternoon with a ton of great things. All right, I am Stevie J. I'm going to hang around and play some soft rock favorites on Sunny before the Cubs game. And on the ESPN side, all about that Spurs and Miami Heat game. Hey, have a great weekend.